New seasons, new chapters in life. They're handing out a little item over there that Danielle has written out. It's pretty much a thank you to everyone in church here. It has two scriptures also in here, beautiful pictures over there. In Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God and have been called according to His purpose. Just a couple minutes, we're going to talk about His purpose. And also the wonderful challenge and the wonderful promise that we have in Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, Danielle, we'll let you come on here and just... I know there are many questions about what the future is going to bring, but trust me, as that verse says, all things work together for those who love God. Number one, I know that you love God. That has been demonstrated here so many times. I know in the ladies' class over there, Miss Ruby, she was on time. She's not normal. I mean, she tries to be on time. Excuse me. She was here this morning bright and early. She says, I'm going to be at that table. I'm going to be sitting down waiting for Danielle to come in. Because that's normally where she is waiting for me to come in.
She was late.
Yeah, see?
Wasn't my fault. Yes.
From the ladies' class to so many things here in the church, we have just, you know, we have much, many thank yous for the many times I'm working. But first of all, tell us a little bit about your testimony. Give us that little 5-minute testimony. You want to use these notes or yours?
By the way, there aren't any notes there.
Good. So. There we go.
I'm not a podium speaker.
Okay.
Okay, I'm very good at teaching classes, giving briefings. I really stink about talking about me. So I apologize in advance. Hope I don't put any of you to sleep. I was fortunate enough to have been born into a Christian family, born into a church where all of my family members, my great aunts and uncles, and even my grandfather were pastors, missionaries, preachers, all Christians. And that's the way I was raised. That's what I had. When I was 4 years old, I took my first airplane ride out to Oklahoma to see my great aunt and uncle and my cousins a year before they moved to Guatemala to become missionaries in 1979. Well, on this trip, I met the pilot, and he told me he was an Air Force pilot. And I said, great, that sounds awesome. I want to do that too. He says, well, you have to go to a college with an Air Force ROTC program. I said, wonderful. I'm going to be an Air Force officer when I grow up. I was 4. When I was 5, I was saved. Also when I was 5, that's when my family moved to Guatemala. I said, I want to go to Guatemala. My mother said, great, you need to learn how to speak Spanish. So I started teaching myself Spanish. Anytime missionaries would come to the States, I'd stay with my grandparents across the street. Dad would tell me, hey, we got more missionaries coming in. I'd go running across the street to learn as much as I could and try out my Spanish words on them. So Dad has been through a 4- and 5-year-old looking for colleges with Air Force ROTC programs and learning Spanish and getting me Spanish books and all of that mess. So Daddy's been there. Kind of crazy. So Daddy, give me a stand. So Dad's been there, and those have been on my heart, period. So, made it through, met some really great friends. Also had a sister born that I wasn't too crazy about at the time. When I was 11, my sister Darla came along. Give me a stand, Darla. Hey. And while I still wasn't too crazy about her, a year later in 6th grade, sitting there in homeroom, I met Angela. Take a stand, Angela. Angela and I were crazy close forever. Drove her parents crazy as well as mine. And she's been with me through all the crazy stuff as well. I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. God told me early, put the desire in my heart, and we moved from there. I've been on the path, I've been off the path, I've made crazy mistakes, but all along, God has saved my life. Times I should have died. Twice in Iraq, I was hit directly, but missing me within inches, if at all, if you can even imagine. First time was with an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. A gentleman I was walking with heard the funky wheezing sound. He pulled me down, and I felt the air as I'm down here with an RPG going over my head. RPGs take out tanks. Left a huge crater. That would have been me. He was there. We were hit every night. When you're sleeping, you hear the sirens, the artillery. All you can do is roll onto the floor, put your bulletproof vest on top of you, make sure your gun's within reach, and go back to sleep. That's all you got. If you get hit, you get hit. So God, I want to make it home. I got a family waiting for me. I got Daddy and Darla. Got to get there. Last week I was there, an insurgent with an AK-47, a machine gun, decided to start shooting at me. Once again, I was pulled down, and I have no idea how I was not hit by a single bullet. God's got me. And it's like, dude, really? In 2001, Daddy had a heart attack, and I decided I want to see what I can do to make things better and be ready to take care of Daddy at any point in time. So I became an EMT. I've been a volunteer EMT since, 15 years. Got really good at teaching. I became an instructor as soon as I graduated from school. Really got to love that, and I've been doing that since. That's easy for me. When I was 10, I decided I wanted to get my PhD. Well, I got my PhD when I was 30. Done, finished. My military career has sent me all over the planet. Literally. I have met so many people along the way that have totally helped me out. And Yolanda, I met in 1998. Take a stand. She has held my hand throughout my military career. Sometimes, Yolanda, I need you, and she's on the first plane out. Just like for my retirement ceremony, Yolanda, I need you. She flew out from Pensacola just to be with me. Amen. I'm good. I've also been blessed with a home church, Akron, Ohio, the one I grew up in, the one I was baptized in, the one I've always been to. I sit in the front row with Daddy, and I met this guy named Michael Jackson. Have a stand, Michael Jackson. He serves as an usher in our church, and he is always aware when I'm back. So I'm blessed not to, I always have a home church. And cool thing is, I was driving by multiple times on Beulah Street, driving to base for a couple of years, back and forth. I'd always check out the sign. And I'm sitting there in a red light, right in front of the church, waiting to go, and I see the sign. It says, "Congratulations, Bill and Turquoise." I'm like, wow, a church who publicly recognizes a couple that they marry. Wow, that is a lot of love in that church. I got on the website and showed up. And I was met by Craig. As soon as I walked in, I don't think you remember that. You were standing there, you welcomed me, you gave me a hug and said, "Church starts here at 11 in a few minutes. Of course, I'm way early," and said that I could sit anywhere I wanted. And he sat right in front of me with Lydia. How cool is that? The next Sunday, up comes Janet. "You need to go to Lady Sunday School." Said, okay. She's like, "This is your personal invitation. If you need more, I'll get you more." Okay. I got 3 more invitations that morning. Of course, Miss Ruby was one of them, but I don't even remember who the other ladies were. And you got to come into our group. So the next Sunday, I was in Lady Sunday School. And I have been mentored and helped and hugged and loved on by these wonderful ladies. And it's like, God puts the right people in my path. But getting to know them, I'm like, wait a minute. I've graduated. God put me in their path as well. I had no idea. God's girls gave me a stand. Come on, God's girls, stand up. Yay, yay. Every one of you ladies. I love you ladies so much, and I don't want to lose you. But one thing I've been trying to figure out all this time is I have so many things I'm interested in, so many things I'm good in. And, you know, like Liam Neeson says in the movie Taken, I have a particular set of skills acquired over a very long career. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I launch nuclear weapons. I'm an EMT. I'm a Mary Kay consultant. I teach. I'm a psychologist. What the heck are you doing, God? It doesn't make sense. And I've been struggling with that for a long time. I'm also a planner. I've had my retirement set up for 10 years. I knew what I was going to do when I retired. Exactly. Met a lady in Guatemala in October 2014. And she came up and she's like, what's your plan? I told her my plan. She said, no, go read Jeremiah 29:11. Stupid me. I go and read Jeremiah 29:11. Aw, man. I'm like, whatever. Woman's crazy. I don't know her. Moved on. Months later, I was at my home church in Ohio, met an assistant pastor, and a gentleman my family's known forever says, hey, she's retiring from the Air Force soon. She's like, great, what are your plans? I gave her my plans. She looked at me and said, I don't think so. Go read Jeremiah 29:11. Well, the gentleman started laughing because I'd just gotten done telling him the story of what happened in Guatemala. And she's like, well, what's the joke? I want to know. He's like, go ahead, tell her, I dare you. I should not have done it. I tell the woman, she looks at me. Okay, African-American, 60s, lawyer, runs our prison ministry. So, you got two women in two different countries telling you the exact same thing. When are you going to start wising up, listening to God? And she just walks away. Like, oh, maybe there's another plan for me. That's when I decided, okay, God, I'm on the faith plan. You send me where you want me to go, I'll go. You've given me a retirement. I have pension. I've got medical. I don't have to worry. Send me where you want. I'll sleep on any place as long as it's a dry floor. I'm good with, I don't like wet floor. Dry floor is good. I'll eat whatever you give me. I've lived on MREs. I'll go where you want, talk to who you want, and I believe you've got the guts to do it. And you're going to give me the strength to do it. Because he designed me before the foundation of the earth, specifically for his purpose. Whatever purpose that is, because he's got a plan for me. Bible says he does. He didn't make a mistake. So the little piece of paper that you have there, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I've got nothing. I am on the faith plan. On 16 May, I'm going to Guatemala. I'll finish my new missionary training, take care of a few groups that are coming in, youth groups. They don't know where they want to stick me in the ministry, and they don't know what country they want to put me in. They've accepted me as a full-time missionary. Anytime I want to sign a contract, I'm there. I have no idea where that is. So I'm praying that he'll give me the guidance when I'm in Guatemala. He's got 3 months to do it, so I hope I'm not, God, we're running out of time, come on, which is me. So I'm on the faith plan. I have no plan. So all the information you have there, you can find me at any point in time. I'm there. Daddy knows where to reach me, right, Daddy? Daddy's not moving anytime soon. No. So you can send him something snail mail. It'll get to me. Whether it's courier down to Guatemala or wherever I am, he'll get it to me. You've got email address, Facebook, LinkedIn, take your pick. I've got everything. If you flip over to the back side of it, I forgot to put it in, so I had to write it in. I'm sorry. That is my home church's website. I gave my full testimony about 4 months ago there. They gave me the entire Sunday school class time and all Sunday school classes that were in session and opened it up to the church. Talk about stress. So I gave my full testimony. If you feel like listening to it, you can find it right there on my church's website. No pressure. Just go to the wintergreenledges.org, look under sermons, find my name. I am right there. But I want to thank you all for taking me in, some sad, lonely, looking for a church person that nobody knew. And I was loved on. I was treated right. I was given big hugs that I'm going to miss. I've been fed. I have had my once the first Tuesday of every month dinner date, which has gone well into the wee hours of morning, Miss Ruby. I have had the Jan, come meet me for breakfast, I need to talk. I have had the Debbie, I need some rejuvenation, let's go to lunch. I have texted Hattie, there's a misspelling on the sign again. Can you fix it? Later on I drive by and I see folks out there fixing the sign. You guys are awesome. I mean, even crazy small things like helping me to recognize my pastor tomorrow, jumping through hoops. I'm blessed. And I know that God put Bill and Turquoise on that sign on purpose.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do something that's a little bit different. The scripture that you have on the side there reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." But I want to read the next two verses. If you listen very closely, you'll hear. "Then you will call upon me and go pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." When you search for me with all of your heart. I think that's very appropriate. Danielle, you've been such a blessing to us. And, you know, it's just great to have your friends here, to have your family here, to have... You know, this is not a sad day. This is a happy day because I know that God is going to use you in so many ways. I don't know many people that I fear more, the ones that have the nuclear codes or the ones that know Mary Kay. I'm just not sure. That's a toss-up in my book over there. I'm not quite sure. But I know that whatever, and I believe I had in my notes that I was going to leave with you one small item. A few weeks back, we asked Danielle to do a little class on Wednesday, our study. So she brought in some goodies to tempt folks with. I think she had a little donut hole, all kind of little items over here.
Bribery.
And she's written out, printed off these pages for us, the purpose-driven life that we've been studying on. And it said, "Everyone's life is driven by something. What drives you?" And that was the class. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that she is driven by what she feels that God wants her to do with her life to bless others. Plain and simple. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to invite up, if you feel led to, the friends and the family and ladies class. If you'd like to feel led, I want you to come right here. We're going to let Miss Nancy sit right there. I'm going to bring Danielle right here. And we're simply going to pray for her. We're going to pray that God will have his will be done. We're going to pray for safety. We're going to pray for Mary Kay and nuclear and all those, that all of those little pieces of our lives, that God will simply put them together, that he always does. There's a wonderful thought about how God uses our tapestry of life and just forms it for his plan. So ladies in the class, if you'll come on up with me. Danielle, if you'll come right here by Nancy. I know Nancy, you can just sit right there if you like. Miss Ruby, can you make it up this direction? Come on here, Miss Ruby. I want you right here.
You want to be next to me, ma'am.
I want you here.
Always next to me.
Now, Miss Ruby, ladies, if you'll just kind of join hands, Brother Michael in here. Let him come on in here.
Come on, Daddy.
You good? Come on.
Come on, Daddy.
Come on, man. Let's get in here. Come on. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Come on down here. We're going to stand down here. Come on. And Miss Ruby, we're going to ask you to lead us in prayer.